The 15-member Security Council gathered in New York on Wednesday to take up wide-ranging security issues affecting the Middle East. In briefing the council, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that while Iraq, Libya, and Yemen had all experienced similar horrors in recent years, one protracted conflict stood out among all others.
Syria has proven to be the most intractable. It has generated one peril after another. The use of chemical weapons, the rise of ISIL and other extremist groups, the worst refugee crisis since the Second World War, and the displacement of 8 million people inside the country.
Various armed groups have fought to overthrow the Syrian government for more than 4 years, resulting in more than 200,000 deaths. Speaking through an interpreter, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the council that the crisis in Syria had resulted in an array of unintended consequences, including the rise of the extremist group ISIL.
ISIL cells are flourishing in Libya, in Afghanistan, in other countries, and they're claiming that their plans include capturing Mecca, Medina, Jerusalem, and spreading their evil activities to Europe, to Central and Southern Eastern Asia, and Russia. Terrorists are carrying out mass killings and public executions. They're threatening the very existence of various ethno-religious groups.
Mr. Lavrov said that past coalition efforts to remove Syrian President Assad had fallen flat and, in fact, had actually provided a window for ISIL to expand their activities. He emphatically told the council that ISIL could only be defeated through a collective response.
Mindful of the growth of the threat posed by ISIL, there is a need now to forge practical cooperation on the activities of all forces which are countering terrorism.
American Secretary of State John Kerry said that the United States was prepared to welcome support from other partners, including Russia, but only if they were truly aimed at dismantling ISIL.
If Russia's recent actions and those now ongoing reflect a genuine commitment to defeat that organization, then we are prepared to welcome those efforts and to find a way to deconflict our operations and thereby multiply the military pressure on ISIL and affiliated groups. But we must not and will not be confused in our fight against ISIL with support for Assad.
Secretary Kerry said the United States and coalition partners had continued air operations even while the meeting was taking place and would continue to do so. Nevertheless, he said only a political solution involving the removal of President Assad would bring the crisis to an end. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.